my mama be mad.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is he dead? Is he dead? Did he do it? You know.
Look.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better. And I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You want to conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches throwing your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
It's the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy, the Wholesale Boogie. You know what I mean? I got you, L's and G, and the producer of the show. You know what I mean? And my cellmate, T-Ro, what's the deal, baby? It's a lot going on. It's Frenzy Friday. And before we get started, I want to let everybody know in the world we dedicating the show tonight to my Auntie Lisa. You know what I mean? She passed away last Friday, and we buried her today, man. She in a better place. She looking down on us. So I love you, Auntie. So I just want to say, you know what I mean, before we get started. But how you feel tonight, Ro? The streets is talking, man. It's Frenzy Friday. You already know.
I can see you feeling good already. Woo-wee. It's March Madness. I know you're feeling the heat. You already said it's Frenzy Friday. Is that from the NFL free agency? I bet that's what it is, because you grinning from ear to ear. So I know what that means. So, you know, man, it's been a lot happening in between Monday to Friday. I'm ready to get down with it. It's just something that, you know, I love the month of March, but then it's bittersweet. Because when I look at my teams, man, you know, I'm trying to get right from $1 billion, you know. Well, I ain't going to say a billion because you're going to really get about, what, 250 million? I'll take that, you know. So with the 250 million that I got on my mind, my teams who I think going to be strong ain't coming through. You know, Joe Lenardi, come on, man. You looking like Mel Kiper now. You looking suspect. You used to be on point. I know it's your bracket that you be setting up. But, man, look at here, man. Your guess just as good as mine. So I'm going to say this, Joe Lenardi. You better come on with it on Sunday. I need you to be halfway right, baby, so I can get these picks under control. You know what I mean? But you know, El Boogie, it's been a lot to happen in between Monday than today, man. So, I mean, NBA, NFL, NCAA, March Madness, spring training. Where you want to start? I mean, it's just up to you to see the man. I know you're feeling good. What's the deal, Pippi Jewels? I see you. Salute to you, player.
You already know. Football, man. Football! People thought they were going to get picked up, and they didn't. Still don't have a job. They signed up for Obamacare. They have no benefits right now. None.
That's expensive, too, if you get the good kind. You know, got to get that top knot. You know what I mean? Obamacare.
So, you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. But it was a lot of winners. A lot of losers, people thinking that they, you know what I'm saying, picked up some guys. A lot of people, I think, went overboard. As I would say, they walked the plank. I didn't really think some people were worthy, but they saw some people getting picked up, so they had to make moves. So it's going to be very interesting. You know, we had a tweet fight between D'Angelo Hall from the Washington Redskins and Richard Sherman from the champions Seattle Seahawks. You know, so it's very interesting. And Brian Browner from the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
He just signed a contract with the New England Patriots, and they still going to pick him up and give him money. He's going to sit out the first four games.
Sipping on that lean. No, he was smoking that dope. That's what he was doing. He wasn't on that lean. He was on that good. Come on, Browner, get your life straight. Damn, the Patriots, how the Patriots pick it? See, this is what I'm talking about, El Boogie. That's cheating. You like the Yankees, and you like the Lakers. You just can't get guys of that caliber, don't pay them nothing, and then make them sit out, and then make them re-earn it. Come on, man, now he's going to be hungry. He playing for Bill Belichick. Come on, man. It ain't like the defense was suspect anyway. They were just, I mean, they wasn't worse than Dallas. So they wasn't that bad. They just got better with him because, you know, he like your boy Widner. Oh, my bad. We're going to call it Hidner because the W is, we're going to take that away is what the last time I heard. You know what I'm saying? So he's one of those guys. He come from Seattle. He's Seattle cut. So he know how to head hunt. So congratulations to you, Bill Belichick. I know that. You cheating in New England. It just don't make no sense how New England just make it happen, man. That's why we need a coach in Dallas. So somebody want to come and play, you know, in the playpen, man. We don't have nobody who wants to come and play in the playpen, man. We got to pay people to come and play in the pen. Now, watch and see what DeMarcus Ware say in about 2 weeks. Wait till you hear what Hatcher has to say in 2 weeks. All the little guys that's going from down, wait till you see what they have to say about good old Jerry Jones. And it's going to open a lot of, I mean, it's just crazy. You know what I mean? But I love it because it's frenzy. Frenzy. It's going down. El Boogie. But the biggest one of them all, I don't know how Carolina did it. Good old Steve Smith going to Baltimore. OLGGGG. Man, who gonna stop Jacoby?
Listen to this. He's 35 years old. And he said, yeah, bring your goggles. Bring your goggles for what, Steve? And I love you. You might be a Hall of Famer. You heard the key word, might. Some of these guys want a lot of money, and it's near the tail end of their career. It's called the NFL, not for long. You had a lot of guys, you know, going to different places. Look at the Raiders. Do you think that they won picking up Justin Tuck and Lamar Woodley? I know we have, you know what I'm saying, Juelz the G, you know, from L.A. He loves the Raiders. But I don't think that was a good move.
What?
The Browns. Picking up Dante Whitner. Salute to you, though, going back to your hometown. Don't get it twisted. But the streets is talking, and we know the history that Dante Whitner has had at home off the field. This might be a distraction for the Browns. See, only I know that, bro. Only I know that, and some of the streets in Cleveland might know that.
I don't want to hear that. I think that was a great pickup with the addition of Carlos Dansby. I mean, the defense, they weren't the problem. It was offense.
My point exactly. It's a lot of running backs and wide receivers out there, and they want to pay some guys. Just look at the Jets. They pay Eric Decker, and Eric Decker, I salute you. Get your money, B. Because there's no way, and you know and I know, you will not get those same numbers from a ball thrown by Michael Vick if he goes there, or Geno Smith or Mark Sanchez. Pick your poison. They're talking about Michael Vick can only go to the Jets because they're that bad. And Eric Decker signs for the money. You know he don't want a ring. He don't care. Just show me the money. There's guys out there like that, bro.
Yeah, but, you know, the draft is coming up. You can still do some things in the draft. You know, on the first day of free agency, when this madness started on Tuesday, there weren't any wide receivers or quarterbacks picked up immediately. It was all tackles, you know, offensive linemen, defensive back, safety, you know what I mean? So I kind of see where you're going, but I don't think that, you know, the big deal about picking up a wide receiver or a running back is that important right now, because you can still trade these guys, and there are still some guys who are going to get cut, you know what I mean? So it ain't over. This thing is going to keep going down, and man, by the time the draft comes, it's going to really be looking like what teams needed to look like. It's going to be set up. You know what I mean? Darrell Revis in New England. Come on, man. That's cheating. That is just cheating. DeMarcus Ware, you ain't, man, I got to bite my tongue this evening. You want to go over there to them old, you go ahead and go to the Super Bowl. You ain't going to win it. Because we all know who got them. It ain't about the offense. It's all about defense, L. Boogie. Defense win championship. And if they have to see Seattle again, it might be 52-8 next year. So I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people still a lot to do with this free agency, man. But there is one that I am really surprised about, and that's Darius Sproles. I'm sorry, Darius Sproles. You know, when your wife get into it, when your main squeeze, you know, get on that Instagram or that Twitter, man. Hey, man, it's tough, man. You know, when you better have, get on.
And tell you that you're trying to... Listen, man, his mother was mad because they were talking about training. Come on. What is this coming to? Mom, you're not putting the pads on. All you're doing is getting a check from your son. Stay on the sideline. Streets. Like Jay-Z would say, can I live? It's crucial. I'm going to tell you some winners and losers real quick, bro. Then you can let me know what you think, man. Losers, I'm going to tell you, it's a couple teams. The Raiders, Dallas, by letting everybody go, and they went to the enemy, practically. The Redskins, Carolina, because basically their whole wide receiver core is gone, and they don't have anybody to throw the ball to. So, and the Chiefs. And I got to tell you this. Some winners, though, on the low. I'm going to tell you on the low. And you might say this on paper. We're going to just say on paper. Denver getting those three guys on defense. But, hey, you know, we know DeMarcus Ware right now is B.O.B., a bag of bones. You know, Von Miller coming off injury. So, on paper, it looks great. You know what I mean? Tampa Bay, they spent some money, $125.5 million on six players, man. Are you kidding me? So, it's crucial. You know what I mean? The Eagles, like you said, they picked up Malcolm Jenkins, you know what I mean, from New Orleans. So, it's intriguing. Other guys haven't pulled the trigger yet. It's a lot of wide receivers and running backs that haven't been picked up, and they won't, unless they take a pay cut. Unless they take a pay cut. And who's going to be crazy enough to pay these guys? I'll tell you who. The Browns. I'll tell you who. The Browns.
Them boys go pay too. Jerry got a pocket full of money. He gonna flirt with that cap, dog. So we gotta pay for somebody to come on over. Hey, Julius Peppers, it's looking real good for you over there on that right side, player. Whenever you ready, we'll take you. You have to dig.
Man, it's crucial. I tell you what, two things. You're gonna learn on your destiny on ESPN or Twitter. That's one thing you're going to learn, even before you know. Is it, man, I tell you, social media, it's frenzy. It's frenzy, I'm telling you. But I'm curious to say this. Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? The Packers. San Francisco. Guys, you know, a lot of teams out there, they just waiting. Like you said, to the draft. But go ahead and weigh in. You know what I mean? Let us know. 347-855-8896. It's your boy, T-Row. I'm your host, L Boogie Jewels, the G. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. I love you, Auntie. For me and Pomona, you better take some of this night time to be icky head fever. You can realize I'm trying to get rid of it quick while you're bullshit medicine, nigga. She can feel as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm silkier than Charlotte's web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her, get your money, why you bullshit? Why you bullshit? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick, cause for the very low, low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now, man, I'm throwing a hold out above your knife. She used to work down there at the sperm bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money be killing me. Letting that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. Now, partner, tell me where my love at, cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'll be in bed, I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broken in the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the hole with some Stacey Adams. She's not that. You broke, been broke, gon' be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't relieve though. Cause I tell a lie, she'll tell a lie. If we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. Now I can tell you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nigga, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. In a survey, it's estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out. And get my money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? I get that, why you bullshit? Baby, why you bullshit? Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass and won't tell them to quit. Nah, I'll whoop their ass. Fuck waiting till baby turn her back. Let little man come sock me in the chest again and try to run. He getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat, burp, and fuck and talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking daddy. What, watch your Medi-Cal expire? Cause they look like they been eating cats. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no pork chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Yeah, this pimpin' partner, cause a hoe is gonna be a hoe for real. Quit jocking her cause you's a snack, she's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner, that nigga cool and all that shit. Say, I won't
Wanna handle this, baby, we'll dismantle this, and we blows you out like a candle trick. And we blows you out like a candle trick.
Now get your money while you push it. Baby, while you push it. Believe me, I can dance while you push it.
That's right.
Baby, while you push it. The candle for me, the fuck around while you push it. Yeah. King Pin, while you push it.
Man, you back in the asylum. And that's to all the GMs and all the owners from the players. Why you BSing? Pay me. We dedicate that one to all the free agents who haven't been signed yet, and you know you worth them in. Tell them owners and them general managers. Tell your agent to tell them. Why you beat? You know what I'm saying. You heard the song. Hey, your boy, Hakeem Nicks for the Giants. He signed a one-year deal with the Colts, man. That was a great pickup.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. When you get 8-7 back, you already got that boy T.Y. Hilton acting a fool. And now you add Hakeem Nicks, another big body on the right side. Ooh, with Andrew Luck. They lost Donald Brown, though. But that's all right. They got that dread back there. We'll see what Trent Richardson do next year. You know what I'm saying?
NBG, that's what he's going to do. Nothing but garbage.
How you go, man? You always disrespectful to that guy. Why you taking so personal against that guy, man? What's wrong with TR, man? Talk to me, man. What's wrong with that guy?
3 yards in a cloud of dust doesn't get it done in the NFL anymore. Even Eddie Lacy is pulling off runs. You got to pull off some runs when you're in the backfield. Ask Steven Jackson. It's over, baby. It's over. I'm trying to tell you.
Good old Jarius Bird. He was one of the most sought-after safeties out there in the league in this free agency. And New Orleans picked him up. So I know Big Brother D-Mac is happy about that. They had to lose Malcolm Jenkins in the process. But I tell you what, I think with Jarius Bird back there, that just might be a step up for New Orleans. So I'm going to give big praises and big shouts out to Sean Payton and the New Orleans Saints organization for going out and getting that dude, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to have that dude in the backfield when you're coming up to lay that level. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of guys now that have been talking about this guy as far as, you know, you better watch out because he's definitely a headhunter, you know what I mean? So it's going down, and when I say it's going down, it's going down. And I can't believe this one. All places, I can't believe that your boy Vince Wilfork wants to be released from the New England Patriots. Now, see, I'm scratching my head because, first of all, Vince, you the big key of the New England Patriots defense. You are the man, and you get paid. But I don't understand why you want to leave. You want to leave a good team to go to a sorry team? I ain't never been able to understand that, L. Why would you? I know it's all about the money, but you just can't be chasing the money all willy-nilly like that, man. Vince, where you going to go? Where you want to go? We already know how it is when you try to take it, when you try to take yourself home. Nah, it's not always a good idea to want to be close to home or go home. Because when you get close to home or go home, then that's when all the distractions begin to occur. So, Vince Wilfork, I hope you ain't trying to get closer to home or go anywhere, you know, where you just trying to kick it. Atlanta and Dallas don't have that many strip clubs for you, player. We got a few, but I'm just saying, you can't spend all your money in the strip clubs, big dog, if that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, Vince, don't leave the New England Patriots and say you want to go to a sorry team, man. That's all I'm saying. It ain't always cool, El Boogie, to chase the money, man. It's not. Vince, good luck to you. But you want to leave Bill Belichick. I didn't want to have to say this, but you big dummy. El Boogie taught me that one.
Listen to this. The window of opportunity has closed for teams like New England. It's over with. Sorry, Tommy. Keep modeling and wearing Uggs for men. But I'm sorry. You will not make it back to the ball. Am I hating? No. It's just reality. It's the streets. Do you really think that they can get back to the Super Bowl with the roster that they have? Yes, Gronk could be back. But besides that, who does he have on the edge to throw the ball to? He has 17 running backs. So, you know what I mean? What he's going to do, just keep playing action and digging and dunking. And you see how they let Julius Edelman go. And so what, they let him go? Who is he? He just got a good first name, Julius. Nothing but garbage.
Boy, you behave. You's a hater tonight, boy. I don't know what's been in your peanut butter lately, boy. You've been working out, running. You think you smooth. Oh, you getting ready for the summertime? You better keep the 5 o'clock shadow. Obama looking out. Osama looking.
Speaking of that, shouts out, man, for real, for real. This in the streets on the for real. We're going to send a shout-out, man, to those people that was on that flight and their loved ones. I hope that they recover that flight or find some type of answer so the world could be, you know what I'm saying, at peace. So we're going to pray for those families, and we hope that, you know what I'm saying, some things happen.
Yeah.
So that's just from the street.
Yeah, man, because I don't understand. This is like a weird situation where this is one of the flights that didn't go over the Bermuda Triangle and get and just disappeared. So I'm tripping off this one. Got me intrigued with it. But, yeah, blessed love to all those, man, families that have been affected by this flight disappearing out of thin air. And, yeah, I hope they find that flight. You know, let's get back to it, Pippen.
Man, shout out to my son, man, Davell, man. He listening live, man. What's the deal, son? I hear you, babe. You know what I mean? So hopefully he's listening in. He called the show. But this NCAA tournament is going to be very intriguing. We had some guys get knocked today, and you know what I'm saying? It was championship week. It's getting us together for the weekend and Selection Sunday. I told you about Villanova.
Oh, can't trust them.
Like Hammer. Or like my man P.E., Public Enemy, would say, can't trust it. Villanova, the best dressed coach in the NCAA basketball, men's, I must say. My man Jay Wright, he be looking so cold over there. But they took a L. They took a L. You know what I mean? So I'm very, you know what I'm saying, intrigued about how they're going to be seeded and what they're going to do. SMU, yeah, they lost to Houston. You know, Oklahoma, they lost to Baylor. But Baylor's a good team. In St. Louis, they lost to St. Bonaventure today. Big up to the assistant coach, man, Jeff Massey, for St. Bonaventure. That's one of my cats, man. So, you know what I mean? Big up to them. And also, as I'm giving shout-outs, big up to my man back in Cleveland, Ohio, Brett Price, you know what I mean? The head basketball coach at the Senate School called East Tech City School, you know what I mean? They're in the Elite Eight this weekend. So I want to give a big shout-out to those guys. It's tournament time. Guys get knocked. My tools, my horsemen, we just got knocked, man, by North Carolina State. Is that going to be a carryover for some of these teams who got knocked early, or is they're going to shake it off and be able to play? North Carolina, they got knocked as well against Pitt. What do you think? Kansas just got knocked. They're getting whacked.
I can't take it, man. The month of March is bittersweet. I need my $250 million, but I can't trust none of these teams, Hell Boogie. It's cloudy, man. It's just cloudy in the skies, man. And it's beautiful where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? I can't take this, man. I don't know who to trust. I might as well put all my eggs in the basket with Wichita State. That's what it's looking like. Don't let me down, Wichita State, even though I know y'all going to be some suckers. Gotta step your game up. I can't believe this. Everybody just losing. Who's going to be the number one seed? I don't even know. Florida might be our best bet. Billy Donovan, he done finally made it back to the promised land. You know what I'm saying? With that squad, I know that's what he thinking. He trying to make it to the promised land, but he got a nice little squad, man.
And you know what, being a coach, I look at his squad and I look at him and people, you know, they get perturbed when I say this. I look at his team, and I don't even see an NBA ball player on this team right now. And people probably just going to call in and say, "El Boogie, you know, you didn't, you know, something is in your drink." No, I'm just drinking water. Agua, as my man would say back at the group home. So, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, Florida, their coach, Billy Donovan, it's all about coaching now. We're going to see. Because it's grind time. You play all this week, day after day after day. Then you get 3 days, Monday through Wednesday. Wednesday or Tuesday is going to be your travel day to get there, get accommodated. So now it's all about survival of the fittest. Survival of the fittest. That's all it's going to be about, who can win 6 games in a row. On Monday, we got to have our bracket together. It's frenzy.
Oh, mine's going to be ready. And everybody's going to have to buy it out because $250 million is coming my way. I got to have it. 68 brackets getting filled out tonight. Oh, my bad. Sunday night. Get ready.
Street question of the night. How many people do you think percentage in the country is going to call off work Thursday and Friday? Who's going to call off Thursday and Friday? Who's not going to go to work? This is so people are not going to go to work Thursday and Friday. Man, I wonder what was your excuse, bro? When before we started the streets, and, you know, I mean, dedicating that title. Let me ask you this, man. What was your excuse to call off the first day of the tournament?
Hey, man, kids on spring break, man, they ain't got nobody to watch them. I got to be at the crib for 2 days.
Strange. Guess what mine was?
Hit me with it.
Oh, man, I can't get up. I just can't make it. My son, he just caught a cold. I'm sorry. I think I'm going to take these next 2 days off. I'll see you on Monday. We're going to take it to the ER, see if he's okay. I used to use my kids, man. Ain't that sound big up to my kids? I used to use them every time. One of them had to be sick. I planned it. And the funny thing was, I did a tic-tac-toe, and I told her, "Hey, listen. You get in school and you act like you sick after the second period. I'm coming to get you."
That's the way it has to go down, baby, all the time, you know?
Street. Some of these guys, they're going to be playing. They playing for the money. I know you smell the money. They are playing for their life. They want to get in. It's frenzy. When we come back, we're going to get in the asylum. We're going to see and weigh in on who won, in your opinion, as far as this, you know what I mean, this frenzy free agency. And also, who do you think's going to be hot coming up in this NCAA tournament. Selection Sunday. Call the show, 347-855-8896. And we got Freestyle Friday later in the show. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Producer of the show, T-Roll, let's go, baby.
Hey, yo, turn out all the lights in the club. Grab your bitch, nigga. We here. Yeah.
We talking about new money, nigga. What you know about it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Rosé. Yeah. Hey, yo, turn me up real loud. I want these niggas to be able to hear me. Bugatti boys. Pump Daddy. Maybach music. This bad boy bitch, listen to me. You niggas paranoid,
yeah.
I party getting money.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm the shit, my janitor be getting money. I got a skyscraper,
yeah.
It's a hell of a view. Got me closer to God, angel wings on my coupe. Pray for me, damn, I grind every day for it. If you see me riding in, it means I paid for it. Bugatti boy, 1.84. I got money, baby, I could order 8 more. Fuck the Forbes, let's just tell the truth, I ate more. I got a billion, baby, time to give me 8 more. 12 bedroom, time to give me 8 more. Stack all the cases of Ciroc up on the 8th floor.
Got 100 mil,
it's time to get another one.
How does Bugatti feel?
I may need me another,
come on. 5 bad bitches,
just got me another one.
Be Diddy, run the city,
never be another one.
5 mil cash,
and I need another one.
Rockin' a different rollie,
no, that's not the other one.
On. Second to none at getting money,
nigga number one.
Real niggas run the city,
never be another one. These haters speculate,
yeah.
They always watching mine.
Uh-huh.
She know what time it is, just like my watch line. My clothesline, the cologne, bitch. I know you smell this money sitting on this throne, bitch. I'm strong, bitch. I own shit. Gave myself a 10-digit bonus. I'm the money man.
Money man.
Never finance. Come get this money, baby. With your fine ass. If your nigga broke, it's time to get another one. If your bitch is tripping, time to get another one. I'm Puff Daddy, bitch. There'll never be another one. Bugatti boys, forever. One.
Got 100 mil.
It's time to get another one.
How does Bugatti feel?
I may need me another.
Come on. 5 bad bitches.
Just got me another one.
Be Diddy, run the city.
Never be another one.
5 mil cash.
And I need another one.
Rockin' a different rollie.
No, that's not the other one.
Come on. Second to none at getting money.
Nigga number one.
Real niggas run the city.
Never be another one.
I'm feeling the money.
Yeah.
I'm loving the paper.
Uh-huh.
Nigga hating the hood.
Talk to
took
him.
Your soul to Jamaica.
Don't stop.
If I let down the top,
come
let the breeze in my beer. VIP is the spot.
Let's go.
Playing musical chairs. My Colombian the man. All the beanie up shouting. Got that money in the bag that can hold a fucking body.
Yeah.
1.5 for this brand new black Bugatti juice. Like I'm Slick Rick. Valley shoes. Lottie dotty. I'm feeling myself, bitch, you do the same. Fuck what I spend at the bar, you should see how I came. You my bitch at a bet, with one foot in the trap. If I bust at your chest, I bet that's a wrap. Got 100 mil,
it's time to get another one.
How does Bugatti feel?
I may need me another one.
Come on.
5 bad bitches,
just got me another one.
Be Diddy, run the city,
never be another one.
5 mil cash,
and I need another
we
one.
We don't got rockin' a different rollie.
No, that's not the other one.
We
second to none at getting money.
Nigga number one.
Real niggas run the city.
Never be another one.
Never.
Maybach
be
music.
We back in the asylum. Before we take a call, we've been hollering in the studio about this Richard Sherman and D'Angelo Hall Twitter beef. And D'Angelo Hall went on a radio show and expressed his feelings about Richard Sherman, about his quality of play. Richard Sherman didn't take too quiet for that, but If you're Richard Sherman or D'Angelo Hall, who do you think, whose side are you taking on this, you know what I mean, this Twitter beef, bro? You got D'Angelo Hall saying that he's not, you know, that good. You know, like Jay-Z and the, you know, with the Benny single cut. He's, you know, he's all right, but he's not real. Yo, he's not that deal. But D'Angelo Hall, he tweets back and says, hey, look at Nambi. He not even playing anymore. My sidekick. If it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be balling like he did. Do you agree with that?
Hey, man, you know, for Nandi's sake, man, you know, he got his 50% doing just fine. You know what I'm saying? Because his better half is Kerry Washington. So, you know, hey, I'd retire from football, too, if I was had a bad young tender like Kerry Washington running around. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is with Nandi. I ain't going to knock Nandi like that. What's going on between Richard Sherman and my dude, D'Angelo Hall, I mean, I really don't think it's nothing, to be honest with you, because both of those guys know who's really been doing this thing the last couple of years. We all know that it's been Richard Sherman, man. And Richard Sherman is one of those guys who can just lock down one side of a whole field, man. And I don't know anybody I don't know of any team that goes out and, you know, D'Angelo Hall is in the mix of shutting down one half of the field. You know what I'm saying? I see more people going at D'Angelo Hall more than I see more people trying to throw towards Richard Sherman's side. So with this little Twitter beef, I guess I would be on Richard Sherman's side for the simple fact that, hey, he's a man. He's a man. He just won a Super Bowl, too. I mean, you know, come on, man. Yeah, you got to give it up to Richard Sherman, even though I'm not knocking D'Angelo Hall either, because D'Angelo Hall is a stud and a vet, you know, doing what he's doing. And so, you know, he's been there before. He done seen it all. But I have to give it up to Richard Sherman on this one, man. I can't knock what Richard Sherman has done in the last two or three seasons. And he hasn't been in this league long. You know, D'Angelo Hall has been in this league quite a while, and look what Richard Sherman has done.
Man, before I give it, you know what I'm saying, my take on that, before we continue, man, let me give a shout-out, man, to Ustream Global Network One. You know what I mean? You can go there. We stream there also. And give a shout-out, man, to our promotional guy, you know, AJ, for making that happen. We appreciate that. You know what I mean? The sports officials, what's going on? You know what I mean? To my brother Rue, my sister Angie, what's going on? How y'all doing out there? What's up, world? But I think D'Angelo Hall has a point, you know what I mean? But we'll see this year with Brandon Browner going. We'll see because they're going to attack him. They're going to see if he's really that good this year. Trust me. He's going to have to be put more responsibility on. He has two great safeties, so that helps out as well. But if I was Richard Sherman, I wouldn't even respond it. I wouldn't have responded. I would have been like, man, you's a peon. Who are you? You get into fights with referees and, you know, get into scuffles, and you never win. Not taking anything away from you, D-Hall. We love you. You know what I mean? You play with my guy, London Fletcher. I'm not going to take anything away from that. But let's be honest. You're average, B.
That dude is disrespectful, man. Although, what's... Man, I tell you, man. Sometimes, man. Boy, I tell you. You got to be like Ric Flair. Woo! What you say when you walk down that aisle? You got to have it going on, baby. You got to have it going on. I don't know, man. You know, D'Angelo Hall, just, you know, do better than 3-13, Big Pimpin. Just do better than 3-13, Big Pimpin. That's all I got to say. Yeah, buddy. What's up with the NBA, man? We're going to talk about the NBA or we're going to...
Let's get a caller first.
Let's do that.
Let's get a caller first before we jump into the NBA.
That's what's up, man. Let's do that because I know this dude at work, and, you know, we got to definitely go to him and make sure that everything is cool, you know what I'm saying, because I know he got something hot boiling on the pot, took a quick break to be on the show with us. You know, it's our big brother, the chef, man. Yo, chef, what's the deal, man? You on with the streets. This is your boy T-Roy at L Boogie. What happening?
What's up, fellas?
Oh, man, just chilling. What's happening with the chef?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. I'm relaxing, man. Enjoy this 60-degree weather, you know. We got our AZ jumping off. Got a 60-degree weather going on. Leggings, short shorts. Who loves short shorts? I love short shorts.
After a snowstorm.
And then it's going to be 28 tomorrow. Goddamn.
Only in Cleveland.
Hey, man. Go ahead.
Speaking of Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns, do you like to pick up the additions of Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner?
Man, I love them two pickups, man, but I got a bone to pick with T-Row and L Boogie, man. Why my snitches say that y'all recruited Teddy Ginn out there? I heard it. My snitches said y'all recruited Teddy Ginn, and I didn't know what's going on, man. I need to know what's going on.
You have to believe in Bruce Arians. He is doing big things on this side, man, of the coast. And just watch out, because the thing of it is, he can't always have Patrick Peterson taking that, you know, taking that not that advantage, but he can't have Patrick Peterson getting hurt when, you know, kicking the ball or, you know, returning kicks and punts and things like that. So bringing in Teddy Ginn, it doesn't eliminate it, but it adds pressure to it because you can have both of those guys back there waiting on the ball, which will be dangerous.
Man, that's crazy, man. That's nuts, man. Yeah, man, but the Browns cooking up something, man. Extraordinary. I really don't know what they're doing, man, officially. You know, but Carlos Dansby, you know, Dante Hittner, you know. Ben Tate, what are we waiting on? Grab the guy. We need him, man. 4.7 yards rushing. Let's go
with that,
man. Man.
What do you think about maybe picking up Ben Tate?
That's what I said. 4.7 yards a carry. We need that, L Boogie. Man, Cleveland coming alive, man. I don't know what they doing. I don't know how they. I don't know about that T.J. Ward situation. I'm lightweight, man. I go about that. But, man, hitting or replacing him. Ooh, that's aggressive. That's aggressive. Ooh wee.
You
hey,
just
man,
better have if you're not gonna let him go.
Hey, let's be honest, man. This is an exciting free agency this year.
Yes, it is. Did you ever think Steve Smith in another uniform?
Man, I never thought Steve Smith would play for another team. Man, I don't know what Carolina. I don't know what's wrong with Carolina. Like, they projected to win the NFC next year, but I can't see how the moves they have made. Like, I want to know if they think it's subconscious down there or what. Like, it's just, I don't understand it, man. I don't understand it. Like, I'm confused.
Well, you know, it's still early in the inside of the, you know, the free agency. So it's just a couple of days. You never know. You know, it's still the draft coming up. So, You know, they're going to have to pick some receivers and things like that. So I'm very, you know, intrigued about what Carolina doing, too, because they lost some offensive linemen as well.
Yeah. Oh, did y'all see what Sammy Watkins put on IG? Man, he put a picture up of him catching the ball in the Cleveland Browns uniform. Did y'all see that?
I was going to bring that up. I was going to see if you saw it.
Man, when I was downtown to, you know, I was downtown, man, I was reading, and once I seen that, man, my heart jumped out because what is Cleveland really thinking? I want to know, listen, because you know how unpredictable these Cleveland people is, and you know how Cleveland just sucked the life out you? Like, I need to know what is on these people's minds. I need to know this because guess what? I like Matt Schwab. I guess we're going with the boy Hoyer. I don't know what Cleveland's doing, man. I just need to see. I need to see more. I'm anxious for more. I'm anxious.
You got to start getting some guys on the offensive end. You got a good tight end. You have, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Gordon, who's made the Pro Bowl. So you have some pieces.
Man, you want me
now
to
you need a quarterback and a running back. You need something besides 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
I'm about to tell you what I think Cleveland doing, man. The city believe in Brian Hoyer. The team believe in Brian Hoyer. I think we might just go with Brian Hoyer and for the 5th pick, grab Sammy Watkins, and for the 26th pick, we're going to grab a running back. I guarantee it. I'm thinking, listen, if they go that route, man, and I think, man, we need Ben Tate, man. We got Trumpet back there. Man, I don't know what Cleveland is. I don't know. It's unpredictable. I don't know what's going on. I'm mind by. I don't know.
What do you think who won and who lost in free agency so far?
I like the Oakland Raiders. Man, it's just some – I just think a lot of their picks, man, is aggressive. Like, they trying to come alive down there. But I got to put this team on blast. Is we really saying goodbye to the New England Patriots? Like, is we really saying goodbye? Like, what is going on? Go ahead.
Like Boys to Men said, it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. It's over
with.
The window is closed.
Man, what is they doing, L Boogie? I can't think. Is they really sitting up here and won't? Do we want to listen? If he come out, man, and he shocked the world and be in the Super Bowl next year, just say what if. Come on, man, because we see the this year of the little tools that he does have that he can make something out of nothing. If he can shock the world and get there with a bunch of nobodies again, like, is we solidifying his dominance into the Hall of Fame? Is we solidifying that he will be the best quarterback to ever done it if he does this? Let's be honest, man. Let's be honest. Let's see what's really going on. Let's see why Vincent Wilford really wanted out of New England. Let's see what's going on, because guess what? If Talib, I know I grew up with the guy. 926, we rock. He grew up at 887. I already know him. Like, do I got to hit his lineup and see the scoop of really why he left? You see what I'm saying? Because guess what? It's a lot of people don't want to play for that New England franchise, and we need to know what's going on. So we need to get your snitches on it and my snitches too.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
NCAA basketball. Give me your take.
Frizzick! Already! Yes, man. Yes. Did Syracuse win?
Of course not. We got none. We got whacked tonight.
Hey, D-Mac. Hey, D-Mac, man, I ain't shooting no shot, man. I ain't shoot no shot, D-Mac and L Boogie, but I told y'all a couple weeks ago, man, they is not what you think they are. I told you this a couple weeks ago. Man, I'm telling you, man, it's going to be a lot of number ones, man, getting popped, man. Y'all just think I'm just talking, man. Think of Billy Nova. Do you see their faces?
I told you about Villanova. I'm not sold. They just have the best dressed coach in the game. That's it. They have great guard play, but they have no big men. I'm not sold on Villanova.
Ohio
when it gets
State
deep in that tournament.
So, if we're not looking at Syracuse, is we really saying that Florida got this in the headlock? Is we saying this, though?
Nope. No, we're not. I'm going to say this. I'm looking at a rematch of when my man Khalid, what was my man's name? Mateed Cleese, Florida and Michigan State playing for it all if they're not in the same bracket.
So you ain't got Louisville on there?
I'm not so with ridiculous. He can get out of control and it might blow the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. T-Row.
I'm not sold on ridiculous, man. He's okay. But I like the Harold kid. I like their bigs. That's what helps them. That's what I keep trying to say. It's about the bigs, and you need a guard. But I tell you this, big up to the boy Terry Rozier out of Shaker Heights. I give up a salute to him, Northeast Ohio.
Man, L Boogeyman, is I'm on the streets, y'all. Hey, man.
Yes, you are.
It's a young man by the name of Montel McCray. Just took Central Catholic out of Cleveland, Ohio, to the Senate. Man, that boy, man. You remember young Montel L Boogie?
Man, you know I used to coach him up. Montel, Carlton Bragg, Anthony Carmen. Those three guys are still playing in the state tournament in Ohio. Big up to my young guys. I had them when they was in the sixth grade. You know what I mean? So they're still playing. And, you know, they understand the six words. You know what I mean? And they're doing their thing out there. So big up to those guys as well.
Hey, L. Book, man. Listen, man. You know I'm in the city. Man, listen. First off, LeBron name is the first thing big in the city. After LeBron name, man, everybody talking about, man, your arrival, you coming back, man. The streets is talking, L Boogie. They talking out here, man. Everywhere I've been, L Boogie on his way back for a couple weeks, man. They anticipating this, L Boogie. What you got stirring up in these streets?
You already know because I tell a friend to tell a friend. And they telling a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Hey, listen. Can I start my controversy? Can I talk my ish?
Go ahead. Let's hear it before we go. I want to hear it before we go. Let's go. Let me hear it.
Let's talk about the Miami Heat. Can we please talk about these guys? Can we please talk about the defending champs back to back, the Miami Heat, as we seeing the last year of LeBron James? Because I am telling y'all this, and I'm going to say it every week until it reflects your membrane and jump into your soul. Watch out for the King arrival in NYC. Watch what I tell y'all, man. It's going to shake up the NBA sports world. Once this happens, it's going to bring NBA back. Because guess what? The New York City, your Knickerbockers, is always known for toughness. Always, always have been. And right now, they're like a bunch of cats. I'm just saying, them your boys, I'm just saying. Hey, D'Angelo Hall, man, stay in your lane, man. That man is backing up everything that he's talking. That man is, even though he's come from Stanford and he's one of them intelligent guys, and guess what? In this league, to get in this Hall of Fame, it takes a whole lot of smarts. And one thing about it is, with that man, he intimidates and he antagonizes a lot of people before he get on that field. And once he step on that field, he take people's souls away. And once when he take their souls away, he breaks them down. Man, that man is a walking Deion Sanders, man. The difference between him and Deion, man, this boy Richard Sherman is a little bit tad more aggressive. Man, listen, man, stay in your lane, baby. Stay in your lane.
Yo, Chef, before we let you go, let the world know how we can get in touch with you.
Oh, man, my Instagram, y'all, A Taste of Heaven, man, A-T-A-S-T-E-O-F-H-E-A-V-E-N_, 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am Chef Sharon, live, direct from Cleveland to Pittsburgh, from Pittsburgh to Vegas, Vegas to Atlanta. Listen, You send me a kite, I'm coming to see about it, man. We pleasing everybody. We shocking the world. We setting trends. And we keeping our dreams alive. So what y'all do is, y'all tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their girlfriend and have them tell their girlfriends. The streets, I love y'all, man. Respect.
Oh, I love you too, Chef. No doubt. And I saw it on Instagram, man. I hope that situation went through down there at City Hall. They can't stop greatness. You already know. It's the streets, baby. Mondays, Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We live, 365.com. You know what I mean? Ustream, Global Network One. Oh, man. We telling friends to tell their friends to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go. It's the show, baby.
One minute rhymes don't come out right. They bite, they never write. That's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
We back live. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's Frenzy Friday. It's conference tournaments, quarterfinals, semifinals. It's been a couple championships. You know, it's 32 automatic bids out of 65. That will be determined between now and Sunday, before Selection Sunday. It's frenzy. Shout out to Uncle Joe. I know you're listening, baby. Man, once again, I want to give a shout out to my Auntie Letha, man. We put her to rest today. You know what I'm saying? She had, you know, cancer, and she's in a better place right now. Show dedicated to you, Auntie. Huff Heights representing the streets. But yo, Ro, I can't believe you put Richard Sherman in the same sentence with Deion Sanders, man. Now, that's disrespectful.
Hey, that wasn't me, man. That was the chef, but I understood what he was talking about. But I didn't agree with what he said, that Richard Sherman was a little bit more aggressive. Deion played when it was all about, you know, yeah, man, he played in that era when it was just, quarterback say hi so I can slap him real quick, you know. And Deion would, he would toy more with the quarterback than he would with the receiver. You know what I mean? He was always in the quarterback's head. It didn't matter who the receiver was. He had the receiver on lock, you know what I mean? So he got to know the receiver real good during the Sunday entertainment that he was providing for us. So I'm just going to say this. I didn't see it, but I understood the context of what, you know, the chef was referring to. So I'm not going to say it's disrespectful, but, I mean, you know, when you're able to just lock up one side of the field like the greatest, like the GOAT, Deion Sanders, I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Let me ask you this, though, Ro. There's no other job out there for Michael Vick but the Jets to even compete with. Who knows if he's going to start? Will he make it through the season? He's B.O.B., man, a bag of bones. Will he make it through a season? Teams are bagging off of him. He can only play for the Jets. That's it.
I mean, if he wants to start, because, you know, he's also fighting Father Time. And in order to be in a good quarterback competition type setting, the New York Jets would be the best fit for Michael Vick. That's not to say that there aren't any other teams out there that don't want Michael Vick. I mean, there might be some teams that have interest in Michael Vick. But time will tell. We will see. Like, this free agency period is a long time, and we still got the draft. So, I mean, anything can happen. He could get picked up after the draft, you know, towards the summer when OTA starts, so that he can fit in and try to, you know, figure out the playbook and see what he can do. But I don't think it's just the New York Jets. It's just the best situation for him. You know what I mean? I don't think it's just the Jets. There might be two or three other teams interested. Because I did hear early part of the week, Minnesota, you know, Adrian Peterson, you know, said, yo, Michael Vick, I'm reaching out. So we'll see, though. But I don't know. I'm just not going to say that the Jets are the only team that he can go to. I mean, there might be some other teams interested in Madu.
I keep telling you about Michael Vick. He's MBG right now in his career. Nothing but garbage. I don't want him seen pulled out on a body bag. He's going to be DOA, dead on arrival. Did you see the punishment he was getting in Philadelphia? Imagine in New York. Bang, bang. DOA. They're going to be carrying him off in a body bag. I don't even want him to go there. Go bag up somebody where you can collect dough and just, you know, sit back and relax and chill into the sunset, Mike. You're taking the wrong approach to this. You want to play for the Jets?
J-E-T-S, Jets. Y'all ain't going to do nothing. So what, you re-sign Rex Ryan? That don't mean nothing. Still don't have a quarterback. But you almost did the unthinkable, Gino. Now what you going to do with Mark Sanchez coming back? Woo! Rick's lifestyle, we going to see.
And with New England picking up Darrell Revis, so what? He can't catch the ball for Tom Brady. What, he going to play offense to? Who he's going to throw it to? It's very intriguing what's going to happen over there in New England. But, you know, they make moves. They like the streets. You lose seven birds, you get it back. You lose a draft pick, you get it back. It don't stop. You love the streets, but the streets don't love you back.
Got double up, triple up. You know what I mean? But, El Boogie, let's switch topics, man. Let's talk about this NBA, man. You know, last night I watched.
We got a show, man. That's all we need to talk about. We got a show. We got a show. I mean, the studio going crazy. That's all we need to talk about. Phil Jackson, baby. He back. He back on Broadway. We're about to make some moves. And the chef right, hey, listen. What did Michael Corleone say in The Godfather, what his daddy always told him? We make him an offer that he can't refuse. That's what we do in the streets. LeBron, come on up there, man. Go kick it up there, man. You can kick it when you see Jay. You know what I mean? With Blue and Lil, you guys. You know what I mean? He's always going out and visiting to Miami. It's cool.
It's not happening. You can be all excited all you want to. He's not on the sideline. He's in the box office seats, chilling. Sitting in that 20-foot high seat he sit in because of them hips. You got to have some swivel room, you know what I mean? He ain't on the bike. Y'all still go be MVP. I hate to say it. Melo talking about it ain't going to change me. Yeah, go get your ass up out of there. That's what's going to happen. It's going to change you, all right? Hey, la-la mad to my...
Streets, and listen to this, though. What you think about Portland? You know, we've been hearing in the streets, Portland, they had a team meeting. You think that's going to help them?
No.
Players only. You know how that go.
Hey, man, look, when the big dog went down last night, hit that back, LaMarcus Aldridge, for those that didn't see it last night, Portland was playing the Lakers, got his legs undercut, man. Went hit number back. He didn't even fall far, neither. He fell about 4 feet. You know what I'm saying? Hit that back L boogie. You know how it is when you hit that tailbone area, man. And for a guy to be 7 foot, hit that old parquet like that, yeah, he going to be out for about a week. So, but... We'll see. I mean, Portland is an intriguing team. They always get you dangling, and then they just drop off the edge of the cliff. So, I mean, as long as they hang in there, they looking pretty good. Look like they're going to make the playoffs. So, I mean, you know, hang in there. We'll see. Playoffs mean anything. Anything happens in playoffs.
LeBron, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth. Paul Pierce came into the house and did the remarkable, and look at their faces. What happened, LeBron? And I tell you this, Ro, and I say this, and I always say this. Since day one, Paul Pierce has had a vendetta with LeBron James when he ever came to the league. He spit at LeBron at the queue. I'm telling you, Ro, we've been following this for years. And Paul Pierce is not scared of LeBron. He has a vendetta against him, and it's been going on ever since he stepped onto some wood in the NBA. Paul Pierce and those guys aren't scared of LeBron. It's going to be interesting. But they're going to run out of gas. You can't.
Hey, going to run out of gas.
Oh, yeah. It's over with. It's like one of those long races, and they get out in front, and they start off slow, but then they catch their wind. They gone. But when it's time to go to the stretch run, oh, them youngers.
Let's go to the asylum, man, real quick. You know what I'm saying? We got our other brother on the line, straight from the C-Town, man. Yo, big brother D-Mac, man, you on live with your boys, L Boogie and T-Row, man. What's the deal in the streets out your way, man?
What's up with it, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we cold chilling, man. You know, L been sipping on something strange, and I don't understand what's been coming out of his mouth lately, you know what I mean? He's been disrespectful this show on this Friends
so
Friday, man.
So disrespectful, man. So disrespectful.
How
so?
I'm just keeping it real in the streets from the street perspective.
Man, you keeping it real to an extent, man, but you're being disrespectful, man. You got to stop being disrespectful, man. That's all I'm saying.
Glad somebody agree with me, man. It is peanut butter, man. He spread it on thick. I don't know what's in the peanut butter, man. But, you know, man, I've been trying to wind him up, D-Mac, get him back straight on the golden path. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, man, y'all got some hot topics tonight, man. I've been shooting the kite, man, and I've been waiting for the show to come on, man. This all week, man. So much stuff been going on in sports, man. First off, man, I'll let you hold up. I'm off that Syracuse bandwagon. I'm not rolling with them.
Oh.
The chef was absolutely right. I'm jumping ship.
That's okay. Another Quelo, she'll love me again. That's okay.
You better
jump on the bandwagon. That's okay.
We go to the
Sweet 16. You love me again.
Nope. Not gonna happen.
But let me ask you, who you think in the NFL won in the last couple of days, and who you think lost?
I'm with you, L Boogie, man. The Raiders didn't do much, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm real disappointed in them. Washington, I'm not sold on Washington. Dallas. Let some of their players go, and, you know, that's, you know, America's team, you know what I'm saying? Well, really, it's the Patriots. I'm not sold on them either, man. The Browns, they still need to make a couple more moves, like you said earlier in the show. They need to put some pieces around that offense, you know what I'm saying? Defense do win games and stuff, but defense, you know, always been pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? But I think if they go out there and get that receiver from Clemson, and we need a running back, you know, Ben Tate out there, you know, let's start working on this offense now. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all heard or not, man, but the Colts, man, they got Akeem Nicks, man. And I think that was big. You know what I'm saying? I mean, another receiver
we said
for
that.
Andrew Luck. Another receiver for Andrew Luck to go to, you know, that's big. I can't believe Carolina let Steve Smith go, man, because they already didn't really have no receiving corps. You know what I'm saying? They had Ted Ginn that was doing this thing, but, you know, well, he about to be in Arizona with you guys. You know what I'm saying? So I'm disappointed in Arizona, but I don't know, man. Y'all was like complaining about, the Patriots, man. You was real disrespectful, L Boogie. Man, it don't matter. We talked about this a couple shows ago, man. When you got coaches like Bill Belichick and the owner and Tom Brady, man, champions, they bring the best out of anybody, man. Us three at 40 years old, you know what I'm saying? We can go out there and they gonna bring the best out of us, man. And you know, that's what they do. Them picking up Darrell Revis and get rid of Talib or whatever, man. Talib ain't played since he's been in the league a whole season. You know what I'm saying? Darrell Revis is a pro bowler, man. So, you know, that was big. I'm still disappointed in the Saints, man. Them letting Darren Sproles go, man, that was big. So now he about to be back there with LeSean McCoy, and, you know, the Eagles, that was a good pickup for them. And they got, what, a fifth-round pick for him? Come on, man. Darren Sproles is a champion, man. He's proven in the league.
Well, Darren is on the tail end of his career, so I can't say he's about a fifth-round pick value right now. I'm just saying. And I'm going to say this, the Denver Broncos, they spent $110 million. Let me ask you this, D-Mac. The Denver Broncos, they spent $110 million, 60 of it guaranteed on three players. You think that was a good move from Denver? Are on paper,
nope.
You see them being there again?
No, I don't. Man, you got Baltimore with Steve Smith now. You know what I'm saying? And the draft haven't even hit yet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, man, it's a blueprint for Peyton Manning. It's a blueprint. He's a regular season player. He's a one-time Super Bowl champion, but it's a blueprint for him. And everybody's seen what Seattle did to them. And they're going to get smacked in the mouth. That was a dumb move on John Elway's part. Stupid.
You think that was bad? You don't think T.J. Ward is warded? You don't think that DeMarcus Ware is where he was? Or you don't think that, to leave, he's B.O.B. a bag of bones? So you don't think it's going to work? You think they like the Philadelphia Eagles when they had that dream team, so to speak?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? They look good on paper to an extent, but look at the players who they picking up, though. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, the Talib dude, he ain't played a full season all year, all since he's been in the league. You know what I'm saying? The Marcus Ware, I mean, that was decent, but we'll see. It's a blueprint to them dudes. You know what I'm saying? They all offense. Of course they're going to try to build their defense up, but I don't see it happening, man. I ain't no Peyton Manning fan, and I ain't no Denver fan. So that's too much money for three players.
Wow. It's ugly. What do you think about the situation down in with D'Angelo Hall and Richard Sherman? What do you think about that in the NCAA tournament so far?
Man, come on, man. Richard Sherman is he's the number one corner in the game right now. You know what I'm saying? But the chef was also being disrespectful, man. You cannot put that dude's name, let it come out your mouth with Deion Sanders. For the simple fact, I seen an interview not too long ago, and Deion interviewed my man, and Deion said it's hard for me, somebody who's a Hall of Famer, to put you at that category just for the simple fact when you is the elite corner, you check the best receiver of the game no matter where he line up at. You know what I'm saying? Deion Sanders said, I need to see more of that. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about you locking the left side of the field down. But Sherman said that's what his coaches and them want him to do. Deion said, I want to see you play offense a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Is he aggressive? He aggressive. But he not no Deion Sanders. You know what I'm saying? And that come from a Hall of Famer himself that said, dude, you play the best receiver the whole game, no matter where he line up at. And Richard Sherman doesn't do that. So he is the best right now. But, you know, hey, I'm still rolling with y'all boy in Arizona, man, Peterson, man, number 21, man. To me, that's Deion. That's the next Deion. You know what I'm saying? He's aggressive. He played both sides of the ball. Punt returns.
Yeah, he is a nice one.
He's okay.
There you go, being a hater.
He has a lot of penalties. He's okay.
Oh, hater rage. Boy, I tell you, I don't know what it is tonight.
Man, what you got in that water? You said you were drinking some aquafina, man. What you got in the water today, Eric? Man, come on, man. You're killing me, man. Richard Sherman is nice, man.
Patrick Peterson is good. I'm not taking nothing away from him, but I just think that everybody's putting him in the top five. I see him every Sunday. He's okay. But I guess when they throw the ball at you a lot, you get penalties and, you know, they make catches. So, I mean, he's good. He's top 10, but he's not in my top five right now. I don't think he's that elite.
He's better than D'Angelo Hall.
Who's not?
What have D'Angelo Hall done lately?
Man, quit being so disrespectful. for the
I mean, you got to line up and have guys out there. But when I say who's not, I'm not saying it like he's not good. You got to be good to be in the NFL. Let's not get it twisted. But my point is he's not top 10. He's wanted to be in the league, D'Angelo Hall. Don't get it twisted.
Who's not top 10?
D'Angelo Hall. D'Angelo Hall.
I thought you were talking about Patrick Peterson.
Patrick Peterson's top 10. He's probably top 7.
He probably be in the top 5, L Boogie.
Yeah, he's top 5.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey,
top 3,
what about
man.
This?
Come
hey.
On, y'all need to stop it, man. Come on, man.
Hey,
you know
hey,
it, man.
Hey, what about this, T-Rob, listening to you guys talk, man? And, you know, I'm not a Dallas fan whatsoever, and I'm definitely not a Tony Romo fan. What about Mike Vick putting that star on his helmet, man? What about you guys picking him up, man, and letting him come in there and, you know, play behind Tony Romo, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he going to get hurt and, you know, they can, you know, throw Mike Vick in there sometime to throw teams off and, you know, do the little wildcat or something. What about that, man? I can see Jerry Jones bringing Mike Vick in.
You know me, man. I'm all for it, man, but Jerry Jones, man, he don't go for the thug type like we used to have when we had old Jimmy
what?
Johnson. You know what I'm saying?
Man, go ahead.
So,
y'all got what's the receiver name? What's your, oh man?
Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant.
Yeah, man. They got,
but you know,
Dez Bryant
understand this.
Man,
that,
he's a crybaby gangster, man.
Hey, hold on. Let
CBG.
Me tell you, man. Let me tell you, man. That was a favor for a favor, man. Because if you remember before Dez Bryant came out, man, he was suspended for the 11 games, you know, during his last year of playing, all because he had a dinner with Deion Sanders. So, you know, Deion and Michael Irvin, them, you know, they had to make good of it, man. So they got the boy drafted with a star in his helmet. Now, back to Michael Vick. I'm all for it, dog, but you got to convince Jerry Jones of that. And like I said,
Jerry
man,
Jones
he ain't
like
going
the
for
bad
the
guy. She like bad guys.
Man, but he don't like the Michael Vick bad guys. He don't like the Randy Moss bad guys. You know what I'm saying? He don't like those type of guys. He like the Terrell Owens. Yeah, we got away with that.
Another CBG.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to say is that I would love to have Michael Vick with a star on his helmet. Like I said, it's just more than a Jets team that he can go to and take advantage of. But the thing of it is that do he want to be in Dallas? See, that's the thing. Nobody wants to be in Dallas, D-Mac. That's the problem we have. So we have to, you know, clear house. And now we got to start over. I'm not going to say the R word because I don't, you know, we just starting over, it seems like. The Mavericks did it, and now the Cowboys are doing it. I don't know what's wrong with the Dallas owners down there in my state, man. It's just, it's hard, man, just being a fan.
Hey, maybe they want Mike Vick to go to the Jets, though, because they see a lot of stardom in Geno Smith. And they feel like maybe Mike Vick can teach him because I'm with L Boogie, man. Mike Vick is on his last leg. I mean, that dude, another one who never played the whole season, and he's so injury-prone and this and that. But I can see him going to the Jets and mentoring somebody like Geno Smith, because that's what a lot of your great players do when they get to the end of their career. You know what I'm saying? What, 2 years or a year out the league for Mike Vick? That hurt him, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like, you know, Deion did it at the end of his career, traveling to Washington, traveling to the Ravens and stuff, and just, you know, giving, you know, you still love the game, but now you want to get some of your knowledge. So maybe that's why the Jets want him there to, you know, mentor Geno Smith and, you know, help him along the way.
It'll help the quarterback competition out there because, you know, Rex Ryan like to have a little something going on to where he's in the news, you know what I mean? So I think it'll be great for the New York Jets to have that quarterback competition going on because I honestly believe this. I believe Mark Sanchez really fits the Jets, you know, better than what they have now. But we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to knock Geno Smith for doing what he did last season because I didn't expect that. But if they get Michael Vick and they have that three-headed monster – quarterback competition, that's going to be good for the Jets because even though I didn't like how Geno tried to enter into the league by, you know, talking more than what he had done, this dude really liked the competition aspect of everything. So if he can go in and win the quarterback competition between Michael Vick and Mark Sanchez, then, hey, let him do what he does because he almost got you there last year.
Yeah, yeah. What's up with the NFL now, though, with quarterbacks? You know what I'm saying? Man, you have, like a Matt Schaub, man, you got this dude that been the face of the franchise and doing good, one of the faces of the franchise. And because you have one bad year, now the whole city and everybody just hate you now. I would love for that dude to come here. You know what I'm saying? Because like the chef said, it seemed like they go ride with this Hoyer guy, but I don't think he's the answer. He played a couple of good games, he came in. And I don't agree with that, man. The NFL is like, you won it done, man. You better shine the whole time.
No, the NFL is what it stands for. Not for long. You better do it while you can because you're just a piece of meat. Understand what you signed up for. It's like the streets, man. When you sign up to get in the streets, you know what you signed up for, man. You know what
it
is.
You, Boogie. Hey, Boogie, man, I ain't heard you. Man, you ain't been giving the shots off to the Cavs, man. You been watching what they've been doing on the West Coast, man. You ain't said no shots out. I ain't heard nothing. We about to see what they going to do against these Warriors, you know what I'm saying? Kyrie and Stephen, you know, they about to do their thing, man. But, man, you got to send some love to them Cavaliers, man. They doing their thing, bro.
Shouts out to Kyrie, Swerve, and Irvin. They knocked off the Suns the other night. Are you happy now?
Thank you, L Boogie. I appreciate that, man. Hey, one more thing I want to get in, fellas, so I'll let y'all get to y'all next caller, man. Man, I am so disappointed in the Lakers organization, man. I truly cannot believe that Phil Jackson, what is the fiance or whatever? He has a fiance that's part of the Lakers organization, and they about to let this guy go. Kobe done spoke out, Magic done spoke out, and you're not about to have this 11-time champion coach player not in the organization. You about to let this dude go to the Knicks, man? That right there. Him is why Carmelo is going to stay, a New York Knick, man, because he know what Phil Jackson bring to the table. He watched the players, the MJs, the Kobe's, the Shaq's, and what he did, man. And I cannot believe the Lakers is about to let this guy go to organization, man. Bust the son, whoever he is, man, they need to let the sister run the team, man, because this dude, he's terrible, man. He's terrible. I'm not about to be a Lakers fan no more. I'm not. I'm really disappointed.
Great take.
But on that note, fellas, I love y'all, man. The show is hot. L Boogie, you got to do better, man. Last week, man, you only gave me like 2 bars, man, and you stopped, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
T, I love you, man. The show is hot tonight, fellas, man. Good topics, man. Good topics, man. The Sports War, man, is doing their thing, man.
Man, you
just
know what it is. Appreciate the love.
No
March
doubt.
Madness all the way. Championship week, baby. Selection Sunday.
Oh,
yeah. We'll see y'all on Monday.
No doubt.
Speaking of that, man, can't wait to get my bracket Monday. It's going down.
Got to show me, because I'm filling out 68 of them. I'm telling you, I'm going to have everybody to win. Can't wait. I ain't getting no sleep. But they better be lucky it's spring break, because PTO would have been used on this week, boy.
Straight. Think I might be down in Vegas. I'm going to see you put some money down there, bro. I'm doing this show from Vegas Friday.
I'll be in Vegas, baby, next Friday. I'll let you know the odds, world. Oh, it's live tonight. Remember, want to give a big shout out, man, to AJ. You know what I mean? New stream. Go to the Search Box Global Network 1. The streets, baby. We worldwide. Let's go.
No lie, I don't know what it is, but you just my type. Yeah. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. I tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough mat. Baby, you know where to throw that. I said, tell me what your name is. I don't really care who you came with. Unless you got a couple friends look like you. My bad if my ex try to fight you. Roll up soon as I roll in. Security better get with the program. Too deep ain't nowhere to stand. So high ain't nowhere to land. You remind me of something missing. Missed it. You got my full attention.
No doubt.
Listen, let go of the tension. If I get a minute, I'll put your bad ass in detention.
Put your panties. I'ma make you feel alright, 'cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright.
It's Friday, baby. It's Frenzy. You need to begin with some song. And tell it, show me. It's your boy Boogie. T-Roll, the producer, and Jewel's the G. We coming to you live, man, as usual. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. We call it Frenzy Friday because it's free agency in the NFL. You got these young guys in the NCAA Division I balling for their lives. They want to go to the dance. They try to get to the prom. Teams have gotten knocked off who ranked in the top 10 early in their conference, respectively.
Yep. It's so sad that we had that situation there, Boogie. In this NBA, I can't believe that the New York Knicks got Phil Jackson. But like I said, it don't mean nothing. Because as long as he's sitting up in the box office seat, don't mean nothing. Yeah, he can bring in all the people he needs to bring in to make sure that Carmelo keeps it going. But, hell, I don't even know if Carmelo gonna stay there. You know what I mean? It's good. I'm glad Phil is in New York. He can bring the life back to the Mecca, but it's going to take some work. First things first, please don't get rid of Mike Woodson, the pimp in the suit, man. The pimp in the zoot suit.
I keep telling you, man, he just want to make sure that his Beijing goatee is looking proper. That's it.
Oh, and it be dapper too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to say this, man. I've really been enjoying watching Kevin Durant. You know, they spanked the Lakers last night after letting Jody Meeks go for 42 the other day. So, you know, 131 points, man. The Lakers give up 120 like it ain't nothing. Come on, Lakers, you got to do better than that. See, nasty. It's all for the money, baby.
Hey, I'll get Evan O, OG scorekeeper, T-Nick, and you. We're both trying out like we about to do now. And I bet you we'll get the Lakers a game. We'll give them a game, bro.
I'll lock down, Jody Meeks.
T-Nick, the host with the most for the sports officials. How you doing, man? We checking in live. What's going on? What's on your mind? You been tuning in. Let us know what you got cooking.
I'm with you, Boogie. We'll get the Lakers a game, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll lock Meeks down. You know, and I'm 41. I got it. You know what I'm saying? I got what, 6 fouls? 2 hard ones. He's going to the bench. You know what I'm saying? We're going to pick and roll and backdoor them boys all day long. You know what I'm saying? They ain't
we're
going to
zone them up.
You know what
we're
going
to zone them up.
We're going to 2-1 to them to death.
They weren't able to do nothing.
Nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Nothing at all, man. Fully roll on, man. Shout out to AJ. I heard you shout him out, but, you know, AJ and Global Network One, man. You know, that brother there, man, he remind me of Jay Prince, man. You know, he got a vision, man. He's 20-plus years deep in his radio thing, man. And he hooked us up, and we were talking, man, on Sunday. He was like, I need something with a little hip-hop flavor. And, you know what I'm saying? And me and Scorekeeper at the same time said, we got something for you. And before you know it, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was on Monday and Friday already. So, shout out to you, AJ, man. Hey, we appreciate that. I got a question for y'all before we move on to basketball and everything, man. The Carolina Panthers. I'm at a loss of words right now for these dudes. I'm at a loss of words for them right now, man. You know, because you got this quarterback who is potentially can be the face of the league, potentially. You know, right now, you're stripped of all his weapons. He has nothing but Greg Olsen. Nothing. You know, so are y'all Cam Newton fans?
I am. I am a big Cam Newton fan.
Now, I am as well.
Let me now just listen to me real quick, and I want you to give me your synopsis on this. The owner, Jerry Richardson, he is one cheap SOB when it comes to the brother, and I'm just being real. You know, he gave D'Angelo Williams his little contract, okay? He was real quick to give Drake DeLone his contract when he had that little one hot year, you know, in Carolina. But he was real quick to give him his contract. But he has yet to give Cam his money, you know, not after his rookie year. Yeah, his sophomore season, it wasn't great, but it was still good, you know. And then his year last year, he balled out last year. You know, anything else less of a Super Bowl, It's pretty much phenomenal. Cam Newton didn't get his money last year, fellas. This year, it's his last year in his contract, gentlemen. And he has yet to give this man a contract. Now, with Steve Smith being cut, they let LaFell go. They have no receivers out there whatsoever. They're setting the man up for failure and trying to bring down his market value. This is the same team that let Julius Peppers walk at the height of his career when he was just dominant in the NFL. Do not be surprised if Cam Newton is traded next offseason for some picks. I'm telling you that right now. I know a lot of people right now listening going, what this means have been drinking tonight. They got the linen screw face right now. But I'm telling you, the Carolina Panthers is not built for winning. They gonna let Cam walk. Watch what I tell you, man. And I'm gonna be 100 and keep it a little bit further. If I'm the Cleveland Browns, I'm gonna take right now Sammy Watkins at number 4, and whatever I can at 26. And next year, I give you my number 1 pick next year, and the year after that for Cam Newton. And you put Cam Newton on the field with Sammy Watkins and Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon and whoever else in the backfield, and see what he can do. I'm telling you that right now, man. Don't be surprised when that boy walks. Just don't
be surprised. That's all I want to say about that.
He ain't coming to Cleveland. Nobody don't want to hear that.
Hey, Mitchell, he ain't coming to Dallas either, so you ain't got to worry about it, Romo. I'm just saying.
Romo is going to be carried out on a stretcher, and we're going to get Cam, and then we're going to have the whole world mad. That's what Jerry's waiting on. He's waiting for the big kabada boom boom.
Man, y'all let your best player go because y'all didn't want to pay him $12 million. Denver took him and said, we'll give you an extra $250,000 to come play with us. That's how much much Jerry's living in the past, man. He does not have Jimmy Johnson by his side no more, Ro. He don't. It's over. It's over.
Hey, let me ask you this. How many games did DeMarcus Ware play last year?
He ain't played that many, I tell you that.
And the year before that?
Yeah, he ain't played that many.
Not many either.
Okay.
He's turning into L Boogie's favorite word. A B.O.B., man. We can't pay $60 million for a B.O.B. You know what I'm saying?
What about the other D-lineman y'all just let roll on to Washington? What about him?
Yeah, Hatcher. You know, Hatcher was chasing the money because, now let me explain to you this.
Okay.
In 2011, he only had 2 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
2012, he had 4 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
2013, he had 11.
So that
and
means
this guy's been
better.
On our team. But it's kind of like fool's gold because when he gets to watch, because we weren't really nothing. We had the worst defense in the league, so he couldn't do nothing but go up better than 4. You get what I'm saying? It just so happens he got 11.
I agree 100%.
You know what I mean?
You got a lot of folks.
So now that he's in Washington,
now he in Washington,
he
I get
to Washington.
It. Dan Snyder's a fool. You know, he give everybody the money. I get it. I get it. I know exactly what you're saying. He gave Haynesworth that money. So I got you. I feel you. You know, because T.J. Ward was the same thing for Cleveland. You know, he went to the Pro Bowl last year. But the 3 years prior to that, he didn't even play 10 games. You know, he played 8, 9, maybe 10. You know, but the dude stayed hurt. You know, but when it's contract time, he ball out. But, you know, that's everybody, though. You know, everybody ball out that contract time. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, but I tell you what, Boogie.
I'm going to have L Boogie tell you what I need him to tell you for me. Because in the great words of Mike Singletary, hit me with it, L Boogie.
I want winners.
Can't win with them. Can't play with them. Can't do it. Can't do it, huh? I got you.
Hey, man, ain't just too mediocre. I'm tired of hearing Stephen A. Smith every morning talking about my Cowboys, man. I ain't going to have Stephen A. I wanted him to wear that jersey so bad.
I'm leaving
G-D.
Cowboys alone, man. Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this before we let you go. What do you think about the NCAA tournament and coming in between Selection Sunday?
Man, Selection Sunday, you know. You know what, Boogie? Selection Sunday really don't excite me. What excites me is the championship, you know, all the conference championships, you know, all the conference tournaments right now, you know, because everybody playing for their life right now to get in because you don't know if you're going to make it or not. You know, most of the time the top 25 make it in, but everybody else is playing for their damn life right now. So everybody is blown out of control. They're losing their damn mind. I mean, I watched the Georgia Tech game last night, and, you know, you got the one dude, Miller. He catches a rebound, turnaround shot, it goes all net, you know, but then in overtime, he gets a baseline dunk that he misses. I mean, so, you know, I looked at him, I said to myself, you know, well, Boogie always said, man, his booty hole got tight, you know, when he went in, because, you know, it is what it is. And this right here, man, this conference championship right here, and then like the very first 2 rounds in the NCAAs, man, that's it. You know, and that's it. And, you know, I know time is short. I got to walk. But Phil Jackson ain't going to save you on New York, Boogie. You know, the general manager can't coach. He can't do it all. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want to tell you, man. If we don't know the name of the general manager out in OKC. We don't know the name of the general manager in Chicago. We don't know his name. You know, we don't know these guys' names. The only one you know is Pat Riley because that's Pat Riley. The only general manager that was ever worth something in the history of the NBA was the logo, and that was Jerry West. Everybody else, find out. It don't matter who he is, man. Phil ain't going to do nothing for him. He ain't going to do nothing for him. Like, he ain't do nothing for L.A. L.A. can forget it, too. It's about time for L.A. All you Lakers fans, all of y'all can kiss where the sun don't shine. And since it's the streets are talking, that's my big black behind. So tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell her girlfriend all about that. Appreciate it, fellas. Holler at y'all on Monday.
We holler at you on Sunday, Bleed. Don't forget, we calling you too. And he'll be you streamed as well on Global Network 1, 365. Boom. You already know.
Yeah, man, we getting cut close to the time, man. You want to go ahead and get ready to break it down? I know y'all see. I know you still got Haterade in your cup, but I think you might be feeling a little bit better than last week, man. What's on your mind, man? You want to break it down so we can get the old North Park, Texas, what's key to mobile 5,000 representatives?
No question, no question.
Well, then, let's go ahead and break it down for those that don't know how you get down, man. You got to do better than last week. I know that. I can't be having my stuff trying to rep you, man, and you just out here, man, acting like a bum on the streets, man. Come on, man. We do better than that, man. We go inside the arena. We don't sit outside the arena with the cup, man. Come on with it, Pivot.
This dedicated to my Auntie Letha, 1-2 checker. Auntie, I remember we were sitting on the back of the porch and you told me I was a youngin' and it was time for me to take the torch. Yo, stop pelling and being in these streets. It's time for you to go on and get that degree. I told her I don't see it, but if you see it for me, I'll get it back. And don't you know it was glory? It ain't even that sort that people was trying to do. Huh, that's why they nicknamed me, yeah, that nigga Boo. And then I freaked it with the last name and called it Meeks. And there you have it. I just stripped and went to AZ. You talk about, yeah, who the plug, man? You know who the plug. I don't even going to say it because then I'll be lying like a rug. It's the feds watching like too cheesy. I don't know what they talking about. They just greasy. I come from the land, man, and all they do is fight. Like my man Pimp C say, all they do is bite. Because my style ain't a style, which is a style. All they do at the crib is freak black and miles. When I come through the spot, man, they always ask me about them things. I tell them, man, I'm through with it, man. You ain't see how I sang? You know what I mean? I'm done, man.
Yeah, we need to get our background stuff checked out, man, because I need some applause up in there, man. I need to give a little stuff right, man. Because that was damn good. That was better than last week. That's what I'm talking about, Pippi. Way to start, man. Hey, that's what's up, man. That was for us.
That was for Auntie.
I feel you. That's how we get down, man. Let's take it out to the south side, man. You know what it is, man. We got to go deep down south, man. You know, this brother been holding on for a while. But, you know, he always blessed us. He was down a couple of weeks, man, got better. Came last week. Woo-wee! Got real hot in this last week. Skeet about Jiggy Johnson III, man. You ready to go online with your boys, man?
Oh, yeah. You already know it.
What's up with my brother, man? I think they're going, man. That's a pimp on the other line right there, there, L-Boogie.
You already
know. What'd he do, L?
You already know. I've been thinking about the rap that you said last week, man. I'm eager to hear more. You already know. I'm ready for the epilogue. You know what I mean?
Already, man. One more time for they mind, man. It's Skeeter Mo Johnson, Jenkins Jr. III, you heard? Hey, North Park Finest, you did. Roll another blunt, let me get a hit. If it's artificial, then it ain't benefit. I'm in this bitch, like a Roto-Rooter. Plus, I'm the shit, nigga. Where your pooper scooper? I super glue your ass to the pavement and walk off beating on my chest like a caveman. I'm coming down and rolling up. And evidently, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I keep the heater tucked. While stacking my books, I'm all about my beans, butter, and green stuff. I'm always strapped up with the steel, and I ain't playing, nigga. My name ain't Benny Hill. Man, I'm out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? What'd he do, bro? One more time.
That was cool.
Benny Hill. I ain't heard Benny Hill. I miss old Benny Hill.
We got to go back to the archives and get that, man. That was Player. See, he is a pimp, man. You know, you sit back watching some Benny Hill. You already know.
Boy, that's a young boy with an old soul watching them Benny Hill. Boy, that thing, that was made in the 60s sometime. That's a 70s baby, boy. I tell you. Keep him up. We appreciate you blessing the mic, man. You know how it is. We get at your money. Hey, fill out a bracket. Warren Buffett giving out $1 billion, $250 million after taxes. You know what I mean?
Already, man. One more time, man. Much love, maximum respect. That nigga TK said, what it do?
Oh, that's my pimp partner. TK, that's what it is. You're live, baby. You know how I get down. Love North Park, man. Pimp.
Talking about doing it big,
you know what I'm saying? What's going on AZ? Man, warm weather and palm trees, like always, you know what I'm saying?
Gotta love that, gotta love that.
That's my dude, TK, straight from North Park, Texas, man. Much love, we running out of time, man. I tell Skeeter Mo, man, I'll hit y'all right after the show, you know what I mean?
Roger that.
Already. L Boogie, before we get up out of here, man. You know, I want to give a shout-out, man. You know, first of all, man, North Park, Texas, man. That's where I was born and raised. You know what I mean? Everybody checking us out on the web. Man, you know we love y'all, man. We wouldn't be able to do this without you checking us out on the web. Y'all keeping us hot. You know what I mean? Studio guest, Ruin Blue. I know that sound. That rhyme, see, that's my rhyme for the night. You know what I'm saying? Studio guest, you know what I mean? Big up to Team Legacy, Coach Jay. You know, Coach P and Coach Dan always getting it in, man. Man, that's a tight little schedule we got coming up, man. California, Vegas. But, you know, that means we get to go do it in another state. I can't wait. We're going to be on the road this summer, man. You know how we get down, man. Much love to the fam. You know how it is, man. Everybody, man. Auntie, you know, man. Blessed love, man. You're in a better place, you know. And we dedicated this show to you, you know. And, my mama, man. My mama thought she was actually late for the show. She was actually the first one to call in. So big shout out to my mama, Mama Hudges. You know what I'm saying? Much love to you, baby girl. So I'll holler at everybody. Hell, Boogie, who you want to shout out at, baby?
First of all, I want to give a shout out to God. Thank you for letting us do this as usual. You know what I mean? Shout out to my Auntie Lisa, man. You know, my cousin Reggie, my cousin Ray Nathan. Love you, baby. Little cousin Reggie. You know what I mean? All the siblings and the grandkids of my aunt. You know what I mean? And just the, you know, the Meeks and the Golden and, you know what I'm saying, family. And we appreciate your prayers because, you know what I mean, we gonna stay up. We're going to keep our head up, no doubt. Give a shout-out to Legacy, man, Dynasty. And you know what the Dynasty stands for, man. Deprogramming yesterday's negatives, advancing strategically through you. So that's what we do it for, man. You know what I mean? Like Dr. King say, I have a dream. And in the streets, you know what they always say, man. Those who talk don't know. Those who know don't talk. Pick up the 365 Ustream. You know what I mean? Global Network One. AJ, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you on Monday. Hey, your bracket's ready. Let's go.
Time to perform, to whack a sucker like mom and glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment. Let's do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop. When it's time to do a show, girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record, turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
Out the box and the seats, I'm jumping out shoes and socks, I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying, catch the sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine, take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl, cause I choose to refuse to slack. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack with knick-knack, patty. body wax so I won't lack. On my style is death and then deadly as crack. While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is lame. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call us cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, check the billboards. People around town talking this and that. Now how we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what